Welcome to Clan Radio. We're with the coach, Ryan Finnerty, ahead of this week's two matches against the Fife Flyers and Coventry Blaze. Ryan, start off against Fife. They're coming here on Saturday. That'll be a week after the game up in Kirkcaldy last week. A fiery match. How are you looking ahead to this one?
Well, obviously, I think we're in no situation to come out and take any prisoners. I think we need to make a statement straight away. I think we need to come at them with everything we have this game's bigger than the Fife Flyers versus the Braid Clan. You know, we're a team that is hurting right now. We're not playing good hockey. We need to put a good performance in front of our fan base, and I think we need to come out. We need to be very ready to go from the get-go and play hard. And like I said before, our best players better be our best players or it's going to be a long night.
Last Saturday's game, it was a 7-6 defeat in overtime. What disappointed you most about that defeat?
Well, giving up two-goal leads. Obviously, giving up a two-goal lead with 5 minutes left. You can't be doing that if you want to sustain any success. And I didn't like we didn't like the way the game went. It was a bit of a bush league game. But like I said, without Nickerson in the lineup, I think you will see a different team than Fife. I mean, you got a lot of guys who have never been in a fight acting tough out there. I think you'll see a different team, and I think we got to take advantage and go hard after them. But saying that, they're a good hockey club. They're a very good hockey club, and they're going to come in, and I expect them to come right at us. You know, and I think they got a lot of character over there, and they got some good depth, and they got guys that I think will still compete and come at us, and I think we need to be able to match that or better. It's been a tough two games in their barn. I'd like to make it a tough game in ours.
Are you surprised by the rivalry that there seems to be between both clubs? I mean, Fife have only been in the league a couple of years, Brayhead a year longer than that. And the way, obviously, certain incidents have stoked up the passion amongst the fans. You're on Twitter and Facebook and things. Are you surprised by just how much of a rivalry there is between the two clubs?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's probably what we need. I see no way to end it. I think you got to keep building and keep going on it. And I'm sure with the two teams we have, we both compete pretty hard. And we fight for space out there that incidents do happen. We got personnel that can deal with that. So I think, Big Bergen will be back in the lineup on Saturday. We'll be looking to go at him here. And like I said, we didn't like the way it ended the last game, and we definitely want to make sure that we come out banging on Saturday.
Coventry then come up on it. Well, they don't come up. You go down there on Sunday at the Sky Dome. A team struggling for consistency right now. Do you have sympathy for Matty Soderstrom?
No, God no. We're in no position to feel sorry for ourselves here. Sorry for anyone else. Sorry, they're still a good hockey club. We need to find our game, and maybe up in the road in a smaller rink in Coventry, we tend to play well in smaller rinks, so hopefully that continues on, but it's going to be a tough game here before the little Christmas break.
Since playing Coventry here, they've added Shea Guthrie. He's come back from his time in Sweden. Mike Eggener's come back as well. They've certainly strengthened. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are two great players, once they're dangerous offensively, obviously that Janand is one of the top guys in the league. He's very talented. He's on the score sheet every night. So they got some depth, and they got some talent up there, and they got good goaltending. So it's going to be a battle going in there, and we better be ready to go.
Thanks for not joining.
Thank you.